Hello, and welcome back to Inside Azamara. My name's Paul.
And I'm Dinah.
And on episode 3, we're talking to Michelle Dunn, our Global Director of Human Resources.
I had a chance to catch up with Michelle and ask her about her career in HR and about the challenges and opportunities of running a global team, both shoreside and shipboard.
We hope you enjoy this peek behind the scenes with one of Azamara's lesser-known heroes as we take you inside Azamara. Now with 4 ships navigating around the globe, each with 400 crew members on board, plus additional crew members coming from or going to vacation, managing the global human resources logistics could be considered one of the most difficult but least known challenges of a cruise company.
Of course, and add on to that, Shoreside's team's new global offices and the recent transition into being an independent company. On top of that, you're facing a lot of HR challenges that can make your head spin. So in this episode, we're talking to Michelle, the head of HR, about what goes into making Azamara's brand the best place to work, both shipboard and shoreside.
I've really been looking forward to this episode.
I'm sure. And I'm in the front line when it comes to choosing the right candidate to join our team. So I caught up with Michelle this week on a call. Let's get into it. So let's start with a quick introduction of our very special guest. For anyone who doesn't know you yet, why don't you give us kind of an elevator introduction to who you are, how you got here, and a little bit of a fun fact about you, Michelle.
Thank you for having me, Dinah. Well, I was born and raised in Ecuador. I came to the U.S. to study university, and I always had a passion for travel, and so my bachelor's was in hospitality management. I just knew from the moment I started working hospitality management that my future was in this industry. Then as I started to work in different departments, I had an opportunity to work in HR, and I really felt I connected. And I felt like this is my passion and how I can influence decisions, how I can build cultures. And I just felt like I knew my passion was within the hospitality industry and HR. I really love the Azamara brand, the company, and I fell in love the minute I started working for Azamara back in 2017. And I knew we had a very special work environment with very special people, and very excited about the opportunity now that we have to grow this company to another level and build the culture that is going to help us enable that culture to be successful. Fun fact about me is that I actually study English. I went to an exchange program in England when I was 16 years old, and I lived in Bournemouth for 4 months, and I went back again when I was 18. I lived with an English family. It was just an amazing experience, and it opened my eyes to travel and the passion that I have for travel. So that's a fun fact about me, and I think how I got the bug for this industry.
That is so cool. I never even knew that about you. Speaking of the new transition and the new role Azamara is taking, we just rebranded. We have a new set of values and mission statement that have been recently implemented. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what they are, what we stand for?
Absolutely. I think I always like to start it with the why. Why do we do this? And I really get inspired by hearing stories or reading books. And there's a book from Simon Sinek called It Starts With a Why. I highly recommend people that have never read it to read it because it's so inspiring. And it talks about really the purpose. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the purpose for a company, but it could be the purpose for you as an individual. And it really is so important that as a company that we have defined what our purpose is, what our mission is, because that is what brings all of us together. I think one of the things that we discovered as we were going through this activity is how the common theme across all of us is that we really have a passion for travel. And I think what's really cool is that Azamara is a great way to experience the destination because the travelers really get to spend more time exploring the world. And that's really how it started. Why do we do this? What is a common theme about us working for Azamara? And that's what drove our mission, which is to inspire curious and passionate travelers to spend more time exploring the world with us on our immersive cruises. It really speaks to me and it speaks to many, and where you spend time in the destination and you connect to the culture, it's really where you create memories. Then we took it to the next level and we developed values. And that's really important because those are our guiding principles, that anything that we do, it has to be linked to our values. We wanted to keep it simple, so we identified 5 values that we thought were really important for us: curiosity, sustainability, integrity, accountability, and passion. All of that is important because when we look for individuals that want to be part of our team, we need to make sure that it's aligned with our values, our guiding principles, and decisions that we make are aligned with our values and our guiding principles. So we have a North Star from a company perspective.
100%. And I just jotted down that book because since I'm going to be going on vacation soon, I will need something to read. So thank you for that. You spoke about this in your intro, and it kind of ties to what you were saying that's so important for Azamara and everyone that works for this company. And so we have the culture committee, and I know you were one of the first founding members. I wanted to get a little bit of more insight as to what is the purpose behind it and why was it so important to create this?
Absolutely. So the culture committee, it really wasn't my idea, but when it was brought to me by one employee, I thought, absolutely, it just makes sense. It was brought up to me at the time that we had just heard that we were embarking in the journey to become an independent company. We felt, okay, we have a very special team. We have a very special culture. How can we make sure that we keep this culture and continue to make it so special and then take it to the next level? You have to remember that back last year, we didn't really have an office. So we were all working remote and connecting the team, connecting with the people. We knew that we were going to grow. We needed to make sure that the new people that were joining the team, they also felt that connection, that they also felt like they were coming and joining a family, the Azamara family. It really started small, and one of the first initiatives that was created from the culture committee was a buddy program, because we felt, well, we don't have an office. We don't have necessarily a way to create events because at the time we had COVID. We knew, like I said before, we were going to hire a number of individuals. So we started to assign new people with people that had been with the company before, so that they felt they were joining a family, they were joining a special environment, and it was also much better from an onboarding perspective that they had a connection. Another initiative that I feel I couldn't really have done it without the culture committee is their involvement and feedback in the way that we decided to return to the office and deciding the hybrid approach and how will that look like. And there were so many questions, and I really got a lot of great feedback that I also included feedback from all the employees, but it was really a result of feedback that I got from the culture committee that we really needed to ask the team for feedback on how they wanted this approach to be. So I can think of those two initiatives as impactful for us as a culture. We have a lot more other initiatives, but those are two that come to mind.
Yeah, those are very important. And it ties into kind of what we're seeing now with the new norms and the new workforce. Are there any other future maybe initiatives or strategies that Azamara is looking to implement in order to keep up with this changing times that we are or living in within HR recruiting?
Absolutely. I mean, the world is changing. It has never stopped, but I think that after the pandemic, it really completely changed the perspective. And I think one of the things that employees or candidates are looking for is flexibility, having the flexibility to be able to balance work life and not being stuck in traffic for 5 days a week, and in a way waste time that they can either be with their families or maybe prioritizing something that is work related. It's important. We needed to make sure that we included that as our way of working. And I feel like that's how we have done it with the hybrid work environment. I got a lot of positive feedback from the employees. I think that they really like that they come to the office to connect, to collaborate, and they don't feel is a requirement. It's more an excitement that they're going to get to see their coworkers, collaborate, and then go home and concentrate when the time comes. So that has been a critical part of how we have evolved, and we will continue to do so as we continue to listen to what the employees are saying, particularly now that we started the engagement surveys. That's another way that we listen to our employees and that we action on things that we think matter to them.
Yeah, I think that's definitely very important. You know, it's having that listening, being able to act on it, and also having those conversations. We recently heard in our last podcast the launch of the new ship and everything it took to get the Onward up and sailing and christening. It was all so amazing to hear the behind the scenes. But I'm sure there's even more behind the scenes from an HR perspective. How do you get ready? Because I know that you also oversee everything related to the shipboard team. So how do you get ready to launch a new ship?
It is a fascinating world, the at sea part, because it's in a way, there are many things that are similar, but there are many things that are different. I can tell you that there's two perspectives, because what is the ideal time that you will have to prepare for a new ship? And then we were in a unique situation because the ships were not operating for some time. So ideally, to be able to prepare a ship to be ready for a startup, it's a process that you really start a couple of years before, ideally, because a lot of it has to do with developing individuals to be ready for leadership positions or promotions. But because we didn't really have all the crew with us and worked on those development pieces, we had to kind of reduce that timeline and to start it like a year before the launch and selecting who will be in those leadership positions, and then making sure that we had a good balance between number of crew members that are experienced in an area versus crew members joining as new, so that the other ships are also not impacting. So it's really interesting. And we have partner V-ships that they work with us from a crew manning perspective. And so we start that process also with them several months before, because you need to plan to really understand at one point do we need to start bringing certain number of crew members to work on areas of the ship, is if what we're doing is renovating a ship or building a new ship. And then at what point do we bring the rest of, typically is the marine crew first, and then part of the hotel crew that will be assisting the marine team or making sure that they're working with them. But you typically bring the bulk of the crew a month or a month and a half before you launch a ship to allow enough time to do training, familiarization, and be ready for that first cruise. But like I said, it's a process that starts a couple of years before, with a selection first of management, maybe individuals that are going to design new areas. And then you work with different leaders to start the selection of the higher level positions, and then supervisors and so on. And then you have to have a good mix of experience versus new hires.
That takes a lot of work. And I know we have so many amazing ship crew members on board. All of our ships are 4 ships, and there's so many different nationalities. How does this impact the experience of the guests with the crew on board? I can imagine that it's adding even more value to a guest experience.
100%. I think that was one of the things that it connected so much with me when I went for the first time on an Azamara vessel. The crew is just so special, and they give you such a personalized service. Many new guests that join for the first time, go on a cruise with us, they join because they wanted to go on a destination. But then at the end of that cruise, all they do is talk about the crew and how special was the crew. You hear it on Onward, in our latest ship inaugural. The crew was just very special. And so it just shows you the amazing and special crew that we have. We have over 60 nationalities. We do have predominant nationalities from the Philippines, from India, Indonesia, from all over Europe. And so it's like a mini United Nations on board, and that everyone just works together. And in a way, because of the size of our ships, we have 400 crew members approximately. It's like a family, because on bigger ships, you don't necessarily feel like you can actually get to know people because it's so many crew members. But in our ships, it's smaller, and it really allows for the crew to actually get to know each other. And I feel like that's very special.
Yeah, that really is. Well, we're definitely transitioning into a very exciting and new phase as an independent company. Is there anything that you would like to say to both our shoreside and our shipboard teams?
That's a great question. I think that the type of environment that we are heading to, as far as the type of culture that we want to create on board and shoreside, is really creating an environment of development. And it doesn't necessarily mean like, okay, you're going to get a promotion every year or every other year. Is really continuously growing as a person, as a professional. And it really starts with the experience of the supervisor and how the supervisor is connecting with the crew or with a shoreside employee. So that's definitely one area that we will be focusing on, and that we will continue to evolve over the next years, because changing and evolving a culture, it takes time. But I think one thing that I definitely want the leaders to know is to continue to connect, to continue to have special conversations with your crew, with your employees, and really help them get to where they want to be from a career perspective, because it makes a difference. And I know that we already have a very special environment, and I think this is going to really help us take it to the next level.
Thank you. I mean, it's been super insightful to speak with you today. I definitely know that a lot of our employees, and what we look for in the talent that we bring into the company, is to not only have very hard workers that are passionate and authentic and are willing to work hard every day, but they also are the best ambassadors for our brand and representatives of the company. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure connecting with you.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Dina.
So Dina, thank you so much for everything that you've done today, speaking to Michelle like that and getting some more information from the HR side. Really exciting content. For people who would like to know more about Simon Sinek, one of the topics that Michelle brought up. Simon Sinek has a website which is full of great resources, whether you're a leader or whether you're an individual looking to do a little bit of self-improvement. His website is at simonsinek.com. That is S-I-M-O-N-S-I-N-E-K, simonsinek.com. You can also find the brand's LinkedIn page at linkedin.com/Azamara. And we have the YouTube page at youtube.com/Azamara Cruises.
And of course, we are always looking for amazing talent. So if you're interested in looking for a new opportunity within our company, please look at our careers page on azamara.com. And in the bottom, you can see our opportunities for both the shore and ship.
Coming up next time on Inside Azamara, we're talking to the marketing team with some really exciting news about the podcast. So make sure you tune in again next time on Inside Azamara.